Om Jnanat Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Darati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Satam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsta He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudidevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gortishe Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudeva ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki. So today, is the holy appearance day of Sri Advaita Acharya. And so we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita and discuss a little bit about Sri Advaita Acharya. And we are begging for his mercy. As a member of Panchatattva, mercy is much required in our spiritual life. So we're praying that by this attempt at speaking about and glorifying Sri Advaita Acharya, that we all can receive his causeless mercy so that we can nicely advance in our bhakti, in our devotional service. So this is Adi Leela Chapter 6, The Glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Text number 1. Bande tam Srimad Advaita Chayam Adbhuta Cheshtitam Yasya prasadat agyopi tat sarupam nirupayet. Translation. I offer my most respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gora Bhakta Brinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all of the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha shloke kahila Sri Nityananda tatva Shloka dvaye kahe advaita chaye ramahatva. Translation. In these five verses, I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. And then, in the following two verses, I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta Maya ya sujatyada tasya vatara evayam advaita charya ishvara. Translation. Lord Advaita Charya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam harina dvaitat achayam bhakti samsanat bhakta vataram ishamtam advaita charyam ashaye. Translation. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of bhakti, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu, he performs all the functions for the creation of the universes, and Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that Purusha, and so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that same Purusha. So this is establishing the transcendental position of Sri Advaita Acharya. He, Advaita Acharya, he helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, with whose material energy and by whose will he creates the innumerable universes. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an acharya or teacher. All of his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are all auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of all auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to the human society. Prabhupada says, in the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruit of activities or impersonal liberation. No karma, no jnana, no yoga. Only he is teaching and speaking and propagating the cult of bhakti, pure devotional service. Prabhupada continues that as the causal incarnation or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular reason or occasion, he is the supply agent or ingredient in the material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All of his activities are transcendental and spiritual. And anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself. For such activities free one from all kinds of misfortune. So simply by hearing about Advaita Acharya Prabhu nicely, attentively, and trying to glorify him and to speak something of him, then one becomes free from all misfortune. One's life becomes completely auspicious by the mercy of Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki. I'm not reading every single text just because of time. So, in the form of a Advaita, Lord Vishnu, he infuses the material ingredients with creative energy, and therefore Advaita is the original cause of the creation. Sri Advaita Acharya, he's the creator of millions and millions of universes, and by his expansions as Gavodakshayi Vishnu, he maintains each and every universe at the same time. Sri Advaita is the principal limb or anga of Narayana. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of limb or anga as a planetary portion or amsa of the Lord. This verse describes that the limbs and planetary portions of the Lord, they're all spiritual, all transcendental. They have no relationship with the material energy. Although they're performing that function, they're never contaminated by that material energy. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he asked the question, why has Sri Advaita been called a limb and not just a part? And the reason is that the limb, it requires greater intimacy. Sri Advaita is the reservoir of all virtues. He is the main limb of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with the Lord. As he had formerly created all of the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. So Krishna, sometimes he comes, sometimes he sends his dear devotees, sometimes he incarnates in different forms. This is all the mercy incarnation of the Lord. So that same Lord is coming as Sri Advaita Acharya to teach, to introduce and push the path of bhakti or devotional service to the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada says, who else is better than the Lord himself to explain to us how to please him, how to serve him, and how to love him? So he's coming as Acharya, just like Mahaprabhu is Acharya, Acharya Lila. Mahaprabhu is also non-different from Krishna. But he's coming as Acharya to teach practically how to practice devotional service and what is that process to develop Krishna Prema, to get Krishna. Because only Krishna himself can give Krishna Prema. And so he has to come, and he comes in different forms to purify us, to enliven us, to wake us up, and to teach us how to tread this path of bhakti to reach our final goal of Krishna Prema. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he delivered all the living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema Bhakti. It's a gift. We have to act in such a way to deserve or to receive such a gift from those personalities who want so much to give us this gift. Advaita Acharya, he explained the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service, in the mood of bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada in this purport, he says, although Sri Advaita Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu, for the welfare of the conditioned souls, he manifests himself as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And throughout all his activities, he showed himself to be an eternal servitor. So just like when Mahaprabhu was asked, when he said, what is his position? He said, dasa, dasa, anudasa. Gopipatu, dasa, dasa, anudasa. That I'm the servant of the servant of the servant, of the husband of the gopis. So the Lord is coming as a servant to practically teach by his own example how to properly serve, how to become a servant. Because conditioned souls who have no experience, we don't know. We don't understand. So therefore he comes mercifully, he comes, he descends to teach us practically by his own example and by his instructions and teachings how to become really a servant of the servant and Sri Guru Angaranga. Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested this same principle, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. So for the welfare of the conditioned souls, they manifest, they descend in the mood as a servitor to teach us how to properly serve. Prabhupada continues that therefore the personality of Godhead in his different incarnations and forms played the parts of devotees to instruct the conditioned souls how practically to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. It's said that sometimes that Krishna is the speaker and Mahaprabhu is the practical teacher. So Krishna, he said, Sava Dhamman Prijaja Mamakam Sharanam Braja, just surrender unto me, Manmada Bhava Madbhakto, always think about me. You see? So sometimes it's said that he's like theoretical speaking. But then when Krishna went back, he said, I told them that you should surrender to me and always think about me. But I didn't practically show them what is required and how to do it. So Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that then Krishna thought, I have to go again to set up that example, to practically show how we can completely surrender to Krishna and always think about Krishna and mood of loving devotion. Advaitacharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about bhakti, about devotional service. The word acharya means teacher. And the special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. So this is the Lord coming in acharya lila. Prabhupada says that a bona fide teacher following in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, he has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of an acharya is that he presents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide acharya can never support the demoniac activities of atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of an acharya to defy such imposters posing as God before the innocent public. Next translation. Since he has no other occupation, Advaitacharya Prabhu, than to teach devotional service, therefore his name is Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaitacharya ki. He is the spiritual master of all of the devotees, and he is the most revered personality in the world. By a combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. So the Lord coming as practical teacher. Srila Prabhupada says that Sri Advaitacharya is the prime spiritual master of the Vaishnavas. And he is worshipable by all Vaishnavas. And Vaishnavas must follow in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, for by doing so, one can actually engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So he is supreme spiritual master, a prime spiritual master for all of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, on his holy appearance day, we should glorify our spiritual master. Sri Advaitacharya is the principal limb of the Supreme Lord. His truths, his names, and attributes are all auspicious and wonderful. He worshipped Krishna with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges and called for him in a loud voice. Thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth accompanied by his personal associates. So the Lord as teacher, Advaitacharya coming as acharya, then he's teaching how to cry, how to pray, how to call out from the core of the heart in a loud voice to the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then Chaitanya Bhagavata is explaining that when he was crying out and calling loudly to the Lord, he was saying also that if I cannot make the Lord descend by my cry, by my prayer, then don't give me this name Acharya. Don't call me an Acharya. If I can't make the Lord descend by my prayers, by my cry, then don't give me that name. Boldly he said it like that. So it said Mahaprabhu, he's scheduled to come. Krishna's scheduled to come in the Kali Yuga. He has internal and external reasons for wanting to come. And one of the principal reasons why Mahaprabhu came was because of the call of his devotee, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. He's just waiting for that cry, for that call, for that strong prayers. And then when he heard, then he descended. Then Mahaprabhu descended. Now Srila Prabhupada says Advaitacharya, his incarnation of Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he's on Vishnu Tattva platform. And as they were trying to spread Krishna consciousness in the different towns and villages, at that time they found that all of the people were not really interested. They were engaged in, karmakandiya activities, materialistic worshipping. They were not really interested in pure devotional service. They were not interested in surrendering to Krishna. And so apparently he and those Vaishnavas were a little frustrated that as much as we're trying to preach, then the people are not really interested. They're not really taking to it. So that's what brought Sri Advaita Acharya to cry out to the Lord that if you don't come, if you don't manifest your lila, your pastime here, then how will it be possible for all of the conditioned souls who are engrossed in all of these materialistic activities, how possibly will they become Krishna conscious? So that was the premise or the reason why Sri Advaitacharya was calling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend in order to deliver. He understood the heart and the mood of the Lord. That he wanted to deliver everybody. And so apparently they couldn't do that. So they're crying to the Lord, please, if you don't come, how will it be possible? How we can fulfill your desire? Because the Lord is Patita Pavana. He wants to save all of the conditioned souls. So it is through him, Advaita Acharya, that Lord Chaitanya, he spread the Sankirtan movement, and through him that he delivered the entire world. Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu ki! The glory and the attributes of Advaita Acharya, they are unlimited. So how can an insignificant living entity understand them and fathom them? The Lord is unlimited. We are very, very limited. We're very conditioned. We have very imperfect mind, intelligence, and sense perception. So how we can understand Krishna, how we can understand transcendental platform, which is Shuddha Sattva platform, transcendental platform, if we're still affected under the modes of Tamogun and Rajagun? It's not possible. Therefore, mercy from those personalities. Krishna says to show special mercy to my devotees, I destroy all of this Tama, all of these mode of ignorance and passion. I destroy to show special mercy to my devotees. So we need the special mercy from these personalities to purify our heart and consciousness to even begin to try to understand their position and their activities on the transcendental platform. Sri Advaita Acharya, he is the principal limb of Lord Chaitanya. Another limb of the Lord is Nityananda Prabhu. Two principal limbs, Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita Acharya, for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees headed by Srivas, they are all smaller limbs. They are like his hands, face, and eyes, and his disc and other weapons. With all of them, Lord Chaitanya, he performed his wonderful pastimes, and with them, he spread his Sankirtan mission. Thinking he, Sri Advaita Acharya, is a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya obeys him, respecting him as his spiritual master. So this is the rasa that Mahaprabhu, he saw Sri Advaita Acharya, who was a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri, who was the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu's guru, as senior. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he obeyed him, accepted him as his senior, as his guru. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Sri Madhavendra Puri, he's one of the acharyas in disciplic succession from Madhvacharya. Madhavendra Puri had two principal disciples, Ishwara Puri, who was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Advaita Prabhu. Therefore, he worshipped Sri Advaita Prabhu on the platform of his spiritual master, because equal disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Next translation. So to maintain the proper etiquette for the principles of religion, Lord Chaitanya bows down at the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Acharya with reverential prayers and devotion. So Mahaprabhu himself is teaching the principles of religion. How one should behave, what is the proper etiquette, bowing down with great awe and reverence at the lotus feet of the spiritual master, in a mood of loving devotional service. So Mahaprabhu is teaching, Sri Advaita Acharya is teaching, and they're playing these roles to teach all of us, the conditioned souls who don't have a proper understanding of these principles. They're very merciful and very kind. Sri Advaita Acharya, although the Lord considers him his spiritual master, Sri Advaita Acharya, he considers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be his master. And he thinks of himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there's a long description how all of the dear devotees of the Lord, everybody considers themselves and feels that they are servants of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Lord Balaram, all of the associates of the Lord. They all consider that they are servants of the Lord. Advaita Acharya Prabhu says that Nityananda and I, we are servants of Lord Chaitanya. And nowhere else is there such joy as that which is tasted in this emotion of servitude. So he's in this this rasa, a servant rasa. Devotee. Thus they dance, they sing, they laugh like madmen in their service to Mahaprabhu. And then they instruct everyone, whoever they meet, just be loving servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada said yesterday in the class, if we just agree to be servants, if we just agree to follow what the Lord wants, then immediately, Prabhupada says, in 1 second you can become Krishna conscious. If you'll just agree to that point, to give up your minute independence and just completely surrender to Krishna. In that moment of pure consciousness, with sincere desire, immediately Krishna will accept that prayer and that effort. Sri Advaita Acharya, he thinks, Lord Chaitanya, he's considering me his spiritual master. This is his abhiman. He thinks, Mahaprabhu is thinking I'm his spiritual master. Yet I feel myself to really be only his servant. That's his mood. And he's Acharya. He's teaching us the right mood. Then there's many descriptions of all the different associates of Krishna who all consider themselves to be servant from Srimati Radharani and Lord Balaram, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. All of the devotees and great personalities, all are feeling and all are considering themselves to be in the mood of servant. So he's thinking, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya? Huh? Actually, this verse says, I'm a servant. He's thinking, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And a servant of his servants. So Prabhupada explains, if it's said 3 times, then it's emphasized, very strongly emphasized. So he's establishing, even when the devotees, they asked, they said to Mahaprabhu, you are Vishnu, you are the Supreme Lord, you are Krishna, he blocked his ears. He doesn't want to hear that thing. Because his mood is a mood of Srimati Radharani, I'm a servant. He wants to feel, he wants to be in that bhava, in that mood. He doesn't want to know that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he's Bhagavan. So Sri Advaita Acharya, Prabhu, he's same. He wants to feel, he wants to be in that mood, in that bhava, that he's the servant. And he said 3 times, I'm servant, I'm servant, I'm servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm a servant of his servants. That's how he considered himself. That was his mood. So saying this, Advaita, Prabhu, he dances and loudly he sings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he's dancing, he's ecstatic, he's loudly, loudly singing, loudly chanting. Then at the next moment, he quietly, he sits down. Transcendental emotion. The source of the sentiment of this servitude is indeed Lord Balaram. The source of all this mood of servitorship is Lord Balaram. And the plenary expansions who follow him are all influenced by that mood and that ecstasy of being servant, in the mood of a servant. With his body, he worshipped the Lord by offering Ganges water and Tulsi leaves and by preaching devotional service, he delivered the entire universe. That's why we should try to glorify him, and we should hear about his wonderful activities, because we're beggars of mercy. We're totally dependent on the mercy from these personalities. What can we do? What qualification do we have? What good intelligence? What transcendental intelligence? What level of bhakti? Oh, Vaishnavas, they're praying. Karma nahi, jnana nahi, Krishna bhakti nahi. I have no karma, I have no jnana, I have no bhakti. This devotee is honest in feeling that way. Therefore, he's just begging, constantly beggar of mercy. Srila Prabhupada so many places speaks about this mood of just crying and begging from mercy from the Lord and the Lord's devotees as the prerequisite requirement to really purify ourselves and advance in our lives. So this is our small attempt. We're trying to hear, we're trying to glorify Sri Advaita Acharya. So the original Bhakta avatar, or the Lord who comes as Bhakta in the mood of devotee, is Sankarshan, and Sri Advaita is counted among such incarnations. Srila Prabhupada, he says in this purport, that although Sri Advaita Prabhu, he belongs to the Vishnu category, he displays servitorship to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one of his dear associates. When Lord Vishnu appears as a servitor, he is called an incarnation of a devotee of Lord Krishna. Bhakta avatar. Sri Sankarshan, who is an incarnation of Vishnu in the spiritual sky, known as the Greater Vaikuntha, he is the chief of the quadruple incarnations and is the original incarnation of a devotee. Lord Maha Vishnu, who's lying on causal ocean, is manifestation of that Sankarshan. He is the original personality of Godhead who glances over the material energy, over the material and efficient causes of the cosmic manifestation. Advaita Prabhu is accepted as an incarnation of Mahavishnu. All the plenary, Prabhupada says, all the plenary manifestations of Sankarshan are indirect expansions of Lord Krishna. That consideration also makes Advaita Prabhu an eternal servitor of Gaura Krishna. And he is accepted as a devotee incarnation, Bhakta avatar. If the Lord doesn't come and he doesn't send his devotees here to this material world, Prabhupada says that Bhagavan and Bhakta and Bhakti, they're not of this material world. This is a Maya Jagat. There's all complete forgetfulness of Krishna. So if that Bhagavan and Bhakta do not come and display Bhakti, then how can we know anything about them? How can we know anything about pure devotional service? How can we taste any aspect of that rasa or reciprocation between the Lord and His devotees if they don't come and demonstrate that and attract us by that spiritual love and affection? Everyone's running after the material love and affection, and it's a big competition. Everyone's engrossed by that. So if the Lord doesn't come and His devotees don't come and they don't demonstrate and attract us by those leelas, by those pastimes, by that reciprocation, then how will that conditioned soul, first of all, become purified? How can we think to desire anything else but the material desire unless that manifestation happens? So the Lord is very, very kind, and His devotees are most kind because they come to deliver the conditioned souls by exhibiting those lilas, pastimes. So these glories of Sri Advaita Acharya are boundless, for his sincere vibrations brought about Lord Chaitanya's descent upon the earth. So his sincere vibrations and his prayers, this is required. He's teacher, he's Acharya. So Prabhupada says there's a quality of your chanting, there's a quality of your prayers that is also required, not to do externally or mechanically. And Srila Prabhupada says, like baby crying for the mother, we should be in this mood, crying for the Lord, calling out loudly, heartily, from the core of the heart. This is required. So they're teaching us, and we have to practice it. We have to think about it. We have to analyze our own prayers and our own chanting. And then we must improve. We must try to improve ourselves. Prabhu, how much time do we have? Are we all right? Because half day fast today. So we can go till 11:30 then, right? Oh my God. We have to pray for patience, tolerance, how to nicely hear, because mind is reeling all the time, especially when we're fasting. So really we have to pray to Sri Guru Granga, please let me nicely hear, let me get the mercy from you, let me get mercy from Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So this Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he liberated the universe by preaching this Premanam Sankirtan. And thus the people of the world, they received the treasure of love of Godhead through the mercy of Sri Advaita. So if we want Krishna Prema, we want to be really nice devotee, pure devotee, then we need mercy from Sri Advaita Acharya. Otherwise, without the prema, without love, without loving devotion, then what is the quality of our surrender? What is the quality of our service? So this gift, this mercy, that is required. So we're trying to become beggars for that gift, so that we can really advance in our devotional life. Who can describe the unlimited glories of Advaita Acharya? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I write here as much as I have known from great authorities. Which is also interesting. He's saying, this is what I've heard. This is what I've gotten from those great authorities of his spiritual masters. This is what he received from them. This is what he heard from them. This is what he realized by their mercy. And this is his attempt at trying to describe and speak about the unlimited glories of Advaita Acharya. Therefore, he says, I offer my obeisances 10 million times to the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Acharya. And please do not take offense at this. So we're hoping to even once sincerely pay our obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya today from the core of our hearts. And he's saying, I want to pay obeisances 10 million times in the core of my heart. And he says, please do not take offense at this. He's speaking about Advaita Acharya who says, your glories are as fathomless as millions of oceans and seas, unlimitedly wide, unlimitedly deep, and unlimited oceans. So how can conditioned soul understand it? Unless we get the mercy from these personalities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, speaking of its measurement, even trying to measure it, is a great offense indeed. So he's feeling that my trying to understand it on my own, something which is unlimited. So he's feeling that that attempt at trying to understand it with a limited, of course, he's also teaching by our limited capacity. He's feeling that it's offensive to even try to do that because it's a question of mercy. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the superior Lord Nityananda. I think we can continue a little bit more. This is good for us, nicer medicine. And hopefully we're forgetting about eating in our belly right now. In Adi Lila chapter 3, in the description of the external reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in text 92, Achaya Gosani Pavura Bhakta Avatara Krishna Vatarahitu Yanhara Hunkara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nita go Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nita go Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Premanam Sankirtan Jagya Ki. Is this making you blissful and happy? Yes? All right. The translation, Advaita Acharya Goswami, in his incarnation of the Lord as devotee, Bhakta Avatar, he was loudly calling, and this was the cause for Krishna's incarnation. His loud calling and crying sincerely from his heart is the reason why Krishna descended in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such is the personality of Advaita Acharya Goswami. Whenever Sri Krishna desires to manifest his incarnation on the earth, first he creates the incarnations of his respectable predecessors. So before he comes and all his predecessors come, his family, his associates, everyone takes birth, everyone is manifested first. Then he comes, then he can enact his pastime with all of his dear devotees. Krishna is never alone. He's always with his devotees. And Mahaprabhu is also always with his devotees because he's relishing love between him and his devotee. So thus, respectable personalities such as Mahaprabhu's father, his mother, and his spiritual master all take birth on earth first before he comes. And of course, Advaita Acharya Prabhu is also spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Srimati Sachi Mata, Srila Jagannath Mishra, they all appeared with Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, having appeared, he found that the whole world was devoid of bhakti, devoid of devotional service to Sri Krishna, because the people, they were just engrossed in all materialistic affairs. Everyone was engaged in materialistic enjoyment, whether sinfully or virtuously. No one was interested in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, which can give total relief from the repetition of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada says that Advaita Acharya, he saw the entire world to be engaged in activities of material piety and impiety, without a trace of devotional service or Krishna consciousness anywhere. The fact is that in this material world there is no scarcity of anything except Krishna consciousness. Material necessities are supplied by the mercy of the Lord, and we sometimes feel scarcity. Why? Because of our mismanagement. But the real problem is that people are out of touch with Krishna consciousness. Everyone is engaged in material sense gratification, but people have no plan for making an ultimate solution to what is their real problem. And what are the real problems? Birth, death, disease, and old age. These four material miseries are called bhavaroga, or material diseases. And they can be cured only by Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the greatest benediction for human society, because it solves the root of all of our problems. Everyone's trying to solve their problems, but the root of the problem is that we're in a material body, engaged in materialistic sinful activity, and we're suffering the reactions. Therefore, how do we get free? So Srila Prabhupada explains that the chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, hearing Hare Katha, Krishna Katha, that is a medicine. That is like a medicine. And the Jagannath Prasadam, Krishna Prasadam, is the diet. So Prabhupada says these two things, that medicine of Harinam and the diet of Krishna Prasad, Jagannath Prasadam, is the expert treatment program to purge the mad mind, Prabhupada says. The expert treatment program to purge this mad mind. Prabhupada says you have to hear properly and sufficiently this Harikatha Krishna Nam, and only take Jagannath Prasadam, Krishna Prasad. Don't eat any other thing. If we don't take any other thing, only that medicine and that diet of Krishna Prasad, Jagannath Prasad, then we become cured. We become pure by mercy of the Lord. So seeing the activities of the world and how everyone was engaged in materialistic activities, and they were not interested in bhakti, Krishna bhakti, then the Acharya, he felt compassion upon them, and he was pondering, thinking deeply, how he could act for these people's benefit. And Srila Prabhupada, in this purport, he says that this sort of seriousness, this serious interest in the welfare of the public, that makes one a bona fide Acharya. Prabhupada says most people are selfish, they're only worrying about themselves, or they're have extended selfishness, means they're worrying about their family and their friends, their colleagues. So selfishness and extended selfishness. But bona fide Acharya, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, they're thinking for the welfare, the serious welfare of everybody else. So Mahaprabhu's devotees are selfless because they're thinking how to help everybody. Prabhupada says an Acharya, he does not exploit his followers. Since the Acharya is a confidential servitor of the Lord, his heart is always full of compassion for humanity in its suffering condition. He knows that all suffering is due to the absence of devotional service to the Lord. They're suffering because they're not conscious of Krishna. They're not serving Krishna. That's why they're suffering condition. In one place, Srila Prabhupada was watching these men. They were playing golf. And they're hitting the ball in this little hole. Huh? And devotees, they said that Prabhupada was crying when he saw this thing. And he said, you see, these men, these gentlemen, they're at the fag end of their life. Death can come any moment. And they're so ignorant that all they're doing is, how can we hit this little ball into some hole? And Srila Prabhupada's Bharadukha Dukhi, he's so compassionate, he's feeling the pain. And he's crying. He said, this is so unfortunate that they're just wasting the human form of life just playing with some ball, some balls. So therefore, such acharyas, devotees, they're always trying how to find ways to change people's activities. How to change their mentality, how to convince them, how to canvass on behalf of Krishna Mahaprabhu, how to convince them, how to help change their desire and change their activities. This is the motivation of such dear devotees. How to make them favorable for the attainment of devotion. And Srila Prabhupada was expert at engaging everybody in bhakti somehow or other. Prabhupada built the house in which the whole world can live. So such an acharya, he's just thinking how to engage everybody somehow or other in Krishna bhakti. How to get them some bhakti sukriti, whereby that at least in this life, they didn't spoil it. Then they have an opportunity in the next life to continue on this path of bhakti. So how to get them bhakti sukriti? By engaging them in the Lord's service. And that example is there with Srila Prabhupada, 22nd Avenue. And that junket man came in with the toilet paper. He had the toilet paper. So everybody, all the hippies, all the other devotees there, they saw this junket man. He was very unkept, junk. And he came in and some devotees were trying to little push him out because maybe he's smelling, stinking. And he's intoxicated. So they were considering maybe he's an unwanted fellow. And Srila Prabhupada stopped them. No. He's doing service. He's doing bhakti. Don't turn him away. You just take his service. This is for his fortune. So that's the vision of such acharya, of such guru. Somehow, just engage them in bhakti, in devotional service. So always trying to find a way how to change people's activities, how to make them favorable, for the attainment of devotion. That is the qualification of an acharya. Although Sri Advaita Prabhu himself, he was powerful enough to do that same work. Because he's Vishnu Tattva. He could also do the same thing. But as a submissive servitor, because his mood is rasa, submissive servitor, he thought that without the personal appearance of the Lord, no one could improve the fallen condition of that society. So such acharyas, they feel that without the mercy, unless the Lord comes, unless he showers mercy, when Srila Prabhupada was coming on Jaladutta, he was praying, he's going to give the holy name and to teach about bhakti, but Srila Prabhupada was praying that how will these people who are completely engrossed in tamogun and rajogun, and in that ignorance, they're enjoying all of this material sense gratification and thinking themselves happy. How will it be possible that they will accept this message of the Srimad Bhagavatam? And then Srila Prabhupada was praying that, my dear Lord, you can put them in Maya. by your potency, and you can take them out of Maya. Your mission is to deliver these people. You are Yogeshwar, your supreme mystic. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, if you empower me, if you empower my words, if you enter, if you manifest within that vibration, then it will be possible. So this is mood. Not that we can do anything. So they're calling the Lord, constantly calling and crying for the Lord to come, to manifest, in order to deliver all of the conditioned souls, to improve the fallen condition of the society, Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada continues that the function of the acharya, however, is to change the activities of both the first class and the third class prisoners for their real benefit. And this endeavor by such an acharya, it makes him very dear, a very dear devotee of the Lord, who clearly says in the Bhagavad Gita that no one in human society is dearer to him than a devotee who is constantly engaged in his loving service by finding ways to preach the message of Godhead for the real benefit of the world. The so-called acharyas of the age of Kali Yuga, are more concerned with exploiting the resources of their followers than mitigating their miseries. But Sri Advaita Prabhu, as an ideal acharya, he was concerned with improving the condition of the whole world's situation. So he's not exploiting, but thinking how to help them. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to America, he said, "I didn't come here to take anything from you people. I've come here to give you something." Everyone goes to America or goes to the West because they want something, isn't it? Everyone's mad for that thing. Right? Money, 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 money. And they're running like that. But Srila Prabhupada, he said, "There's nothing you have and there's nothing I want here. I'm coming here to give you something. I didn't come here to adopt your culture. I came here to bring you Krishna's culture. Vedic culture means Krishna's culture." That's acharya. Srila Prabhupada ki. So Advaita Acharya, he was thinking, if Sri Krishna were to appear as an incarnation, he himself could preach devotion by his personal example. So it said, Prabhupada says, Shastra says, that only Krishna can give prema. Krishna prema. So if he comes, only he can do it. Only he can show them. Only he can ultimately give them that prema. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu was thinking like this. And he thought that in this age of Kali, which is such a degraded age, most degraded age, there is no religion other than chanting of the holy names of the Lord. But how in this age will the Lord appear as an incarnation? Because apparently it says there's no incarnation in the Kali Yuga. Becoming in the form of the holy name. Prema Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I shall worship Krishna in a purified state of mind, and I shall constantly petition him in humbleness. You're not demanding, "Hey, come down here. You know, I asked you, where are you?" Not like that. Right? Completely humble, because you understand, I'm a servant. The servant cannot say to the master, "Hey, come over here. Come down here, I have something for you to do." Right? So he's asking in the most humble state of mind, and also Prabhupada says, or this verse says, constantly. constantly petitioning, constantly crying. Not the one time. Well, I asked, for, you know, I prayed to Krishna. I cried before Krishna. Means constantly. In that mood, that is required. He's Acharya. He's teaching us by his example how to make the Lord manifest here. And he said, my name is Advaita. That name will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of the chanting of the holy name, this Premanam Sankirtan mission. So if I can call him and make him come, then you give me that name. If I can't make that happen, then why call me? Why give me this name? So while he was thinking about how to propitiate Krishna by his worship, then the following verse, it came into his mind. Tulasi dhala matrena jalasya chulukenava vikrinite svam atmanam bhakta bhyo bhakta vatsala. Sri Krishna, he is very affectionate and loving towards his dear devotees. He sells himself to the devotee who offers him merely a tulsi leaf and a palm full of water in a mood of loving devotion. He sells himself, Krishna. And that is a verse Prabhupada says from the Gautamya Tantra. Advaita Acharya, he considered that the meaning of the verse, in this way he thought, that not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulsi leaf and water, Lord Krishna then thinks, there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulsi leaf and water offered with prema, with love and devotion. He's feeling that way. Thus the Lord, he liquidates that debt because he feels like, I don't have anything else, by offering himself to that dear devotee. So considering in this way, the Acharya, he began worshipping the Lord with great determination. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that through devotional service, one can very easily please Lord Krishna with the leaf or the tulsi plant, a little water, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam palam toyam, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, some water, when offered with genuine love and devotion, this very much pleases Krishna. And he universally accepts the services of his devotees. Even the poorest of the devotees in any part of the world, they can secure a small flower, or a fruit, or a leaf, or a little bit of water. And if these offerings, especially tulsi leaves and Ganges water, are offered to Krishna with devotion, then Krishna, he is very, very much satisfied. It is said that Krishna is so much pleased by such bhakti, such devotional service by his devotee, that he offers himself, he gives himself to his devotee in exchange for it. Srila Advaita Acharya, he knew this fact, and therefore he decided to call for the personality of Godhead, Krishna, to descend by worshipping the Lord with tulsi leaves and the water of the Ganges. So thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, he constantly offered tulsi buds and water from the Ganges in a mood of utter humility. He appealed to Sri Krishna with loud calls, and thus he made it possible by those prayers, by those calls for Krishna to appear as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki! Therefore, the principal reason, this is interesting, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, the principal reason for Sri Chaitanya's descent is the appeal of Advaita Acharya. The Lord, the protector of religion, appears by the desire, the sincere desire of his dear devotee. So, Krishna, Vishnu, he's coming and teaching how to cry, how to pray. And then Mahaprabhu, he's also showing that when my devotee is crying and praying for me in a very sincere way, he controls me. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna is supreme controller. Nobody can control Krishna. But he can be controlled, Prabhupada says, by the love of his devotees. So here's a practical example that he's teaching by his own incarnation. How the love of his devotee, the sincere cries of his devotee, it makes Krishna be controlled, to come under the control, to submit to the desire of his dear devotees. I've heard it said that if such devotees, they pray to the Lord for something, for anything, the Lord cannot say no. He does not say no. He may say no to us. Right? God knows what we're asking for. But his dear devotees, he'll never say no. That's why it's said that Krishna does not give prem bhakti easily. He can give liberation, mukti, very, very freely. But prema, he's a little guarded because that prema will control him. And of course, the Lord wants to give everyone Krishna prema, because he wants to be controlled by his dear devotee, by his devotees. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Gurudeva ki! Samaveda Bhakta Brinda ki! Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo! Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for letting me attempt to speak something about Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu today. I hope you also benefited by that small effort. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Hare Krishna. We have more time? No.